up there, sir, until they're done.
7:21.
The meeting.
Assuming the meeting.
Meeting.
Do we need a motion to table it until later, or?
No, we can just table it as a.
We're just gonna table it to later.
After new business.
Yeah, to after new business.
Okay, so fires, for the record, fire suppression system installation and meter charges will be tabled.
Till after item four.
Until after new business item four.
Yep.
Okay. Chucky.
Sorry.
Discussion action, well and tank one, ongoing rehab, revised quote from, also revised quote from Legend Pump and Well, and update on Rubicon applied divers regarding tank one. Mr. Louie.
You look at your old business, you will see a quote from Legend.
This was to rehab a well?
We had the well rehabbed. We had the shaft extended by 100 feet, which is now going to require a new motor, as recommended by our engineers. And the quote is $220,000 for the new, from 250 to a 300 horsepower electronic motor pump. What we'll do with the 250 horsepower, that'll be a spare in any event that 1.5 goes down and 1.4.
Where are we going to store that? Is that going to be stored in the Connex?
As before, we'll store it in the Connex.
So the total estimated price to repair the well is this $204,000?
Or is this to replace the motor?
Well, I've got two quotes here. I'm looking at the quotes themselves.
I'm sorry.
Do you have a problem, Mr.
Sanderson, not Sanders.
Do you have a problem, Mr. Sanderson?
Yeah, you don't say my name right. How about that?
That's okay. Well, that. There seems to be an issue with other things going on here in Demazia. I'm asking questions about a certain aspect of this.
Be specific, please.
I'm looking at the quote here that shows $204,000.
Correct.
I'm talking to the general manager. Okay, and then
you
have a separate quote for the upgrade to the new motor.
Yeah, and you upgrade the electrical system, the panels. That would be about the $16,000. Because it's higher voltage, and we need to upgrade the electronic camera with control panels.
So now.
So all together, it's 825.30,
right? And the original quote.
I just want to put that in our folder so Scott.
The original for repairing the well was this, we had given you a set amount, correct, if I remember correctly.
No, it's just to rehab and
clean the screen and so on.
And extend the shaft down another 100 feet.
Okay. So this is work that still needs to be done.
Yes.
And time frame as far as completing it?
Well, we got the Rubicon problem, you know, issue, but hopefully they'll have this, I would say within 6 months, because it'll probably take us 6 months to get the tank redone.
Yeah, but
because I don't want to schedule this, you know, if the board approves this, I don't want to schedule for this and then have it sit dormant for a couple of months while we're hashing out the Rubicon issue.
Okay, so a question is, this price is set for 30 days from the date of the letter, right?
Right, correct.
Okay, so now the question is if we sign a contract per se now, will that hold the price until June?
I'm assuming, and I haven't talked to Keith, but I'm assuming it will. long as he signs it, and we give him, you know, some good faith money.
Okay. And this, these funds would have to come out of the LAIF account?
Correct.
Okay.
Or a majority at the very least.
Excuse me?
We don't have the funding right now in our general, so we might be able to pay some of it with what we currently have, but a majority of it would have to be pulled from LAIF.
Okay. All right. Okay, do you want to do the discussion of each of these items separately or as a group? Him. Mr. Louis. Did you want to discuss all of it as a group? The tank and this, or each one?
Whatever the board decides.
No, no, but you had other things to bring up also.
No, the Rubicon, that's okay. Potential litigation.
Okay. So, we need a board motion, and then we can discuss it, and then go from there.
Can we discuss it first?
Typically, you vote on it and then make the board discussion. But if you want to discuss it first, we'll go right ahead.
Just for the board, the total would be $225,530 for both projects.
Is there any other companies out here that we can get a comparison?
Well, Legend came in, I don't know if you recall, but CSI, or no, it wasn't CSI, but it was well-repaired place out in Bakersfield. Remember, they quoted, what was the quote, 120, 80,000? And Legend came in at 50. And I think part of the reason is because they don't have to take their crew and drive all the way from Bakersfield. And we've been doing business with Legend for probably, 5, 7 years?
Okay. Yeah, and that's the closest other one is out in Bakersfield.
Have you tried Lane?
No. Since they rehabbed the well, it's only reasonable and common sense that we, you know, retained Legend to replace the motor too.
I'm not saying we don't retain Legend. I'm just wondering. I mean, this is a giant cost, right? And it's a giant quote. Can we get a second opinion, or? Because this is still good for 30 days, as of, you know, this is still good from January 14th.
I can go shop and call a board meeting because it'll be more than 30 days before we have the next board meeting.
No, and I understand that. So what I'm saying, guys, is do we want to get another second opinion and then maybe have a special board meeting? If that second opinion is less than the cost to bring us all in,
I would agree with that.
If it's not, then it's a gamble, but it is. So
based on past history, I think they're reasonable, because if you look at it as, again, I think the other was between 120 and 80,000, and they came in at 50.
For what work, though?
That was to go and clean the screens of the existing system, to
okay.
come down
okay.
and scrub it and clean and disinfect it to bring it up online.
And extend it by, you know, the shaft and everything by encasing by 100 feet.
So when you...
I don't know if you recall, but it was this all derived from a complaint from water concerns from people that are living on water customers on Bonita between Orange and Magnolia. They were saying real cloudy and then all of a sudden it started smelling and mm-hmm. odor.
Yeah. This was the oil.
Correct. And through the our investigation, we tracked it to well one, and it was the static water level got down so low, and the bowls were even just like within like
you see the price.
Probably 10 feet. And with drawdown, it's just sucking up air.
No, I'm not saying that we don't have to do it. I'm just saying, I think it's worth the gamble of us all having to come back in to see if there's a better quote. And I don't know if it's worth it.
You know what I mean?
So I guess, what I'm saying is, I'm wondering if it's up it. Worth it to the board to take the gamble and have us all come back in again and vote on this if we have another.
Yes.
We were too.
So.
It's truly $500 that could save $10,000.
Exactly.
But bearing in mind, Calvin did say that this seems reasonable.
The price doesn't seem reasonable. That just seems a lie.
I agree, it's.
So.
I agree with Sarah. Maybe we need to look and see if we can get somebody, like another opinion or.
There's nothing wrong with asking them to get another opinion. If the board wants to do that, we can do that. There's nothing wrong with it. We just call a special meeting for in 2 weeks or so to see if he can get a couple other customers. Now, I don't know if you want to take and just mask this off with this and say, I want a scope of work on this, not to do this work.
I can redact the cost and just put a list.
Well, don't even just take snip just the section of work to be done so that it doesn't say anybody's name or anything. This is a scope of.
Yeah, this one's.
To do both of them.
Yeah, no.
And so on.
You can do that, Calvin.
And so. If we were to do that and we were asking to come back with a meeting for us to look at that, do we want to go, let's see, so do we want to go to the 4th, the week of the 4th of February, which is 3 weeks, so the 11th, the week of the 11th, going the 18th is pushing it too far.
We could even do it at the same time as we come in and sign checks for finance and audit, and then that would only be 3 extra board members to come in if we did that after we signed checks. But the problem is.
When's that?
We don't have that date set yet.
That's not hard to set, though. If it's 2 weeks from now, then we're pretty flexible. So if you guys wanted to do the 4th, I don't think that should be an issue.
Hold on.
Yeah, but to get a quote, for him to get quotes back.
Why don't we shoot for the 4th, and if there's a delay or something, then we can shoot for the 11th. Because the 11th would be just, I mean, you're looking at a week before the next board meeting, the 11th. So let me see if we can get some quotes.
Half your board members have a meeting on the 11th.
Yeah.
And we have a special meeting on the 4th, unless I email or call each of you and then say, hey, I'm having some issues with obtaining quotes.
Okay. One of the companies I'd like you to look at is there's a company in Fontana called Lane Wells and Pumps. They're a pretty big outfit.
We've used them before.
Oh, you have used them? Oh, okay. Neither one of us would be
able to be here. At that time, that was about 10 years ago, maybe 12, and it was Welp 2, and they completely screwed it up. I'm not saying the company screwed it up, but whoever was the project manager, he didn't oversee it, and that's when we went to Legend. And
okay. All right.
And we did, and I refused to pay Lane, and they threatened to sue, and I never heard from them again.
Oh, we might not get a quote for them. Okay. Well, we'd like to see a couple more quotes, please. So we need to put that on the agenda as a special board meeting for the 4th, please.
Mm-hmm.
See, the hard part is I understand where you're looking at this and saying, boy, that's a lot of money, and it's at work today. We just did spend that much money on one repair, on one small thing.
Well, this is my 15th year I've been here, and I've been nursing Well 1 and Tank 1 since then, hoping, and then we applied for a grant, and I was waiting for the grant money, and apparently, Newton's Law. Yeah, so close we get so far.
I think that's called Murphy's Law, not Newton's Law.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to table this item. Okay. Next item is new business. Customer concern, Mr. Gabriel Otero from Esperanza. Is he here to say anything? This is a meter. Is this on there?
No, it's regarding a yellow tag fee.
Mm-hmm.
you complained you wanted to contest the tag fee, so we invited him to the board, fill out some paperwork, and I don't know why he's not here. We wrote it down, he had all the information, so I haven't been notified.
All right, then we'll just table that to the next meeting, at which point if he doesn't show or whatever, it'll be a... Okay.
I'll try to contact him, and if he says disregard, you won't see it on next month's agenda. But otherwise, if I don't hear from him or if he says he's still interested, keep it on.
Please do. Adoption of Ordinance 23, amendment of the District Rules and Regulations Ordinance 22 regarding Articles 10 and 11 related to State or Senate Bill 998. Mrs. Lewis. Venus.
Yeah.
I can't pronounce anybody's name today.
You're fine. So this ordinance is basically an amendment to the district's current rules and regulations. Nothing has been changed other than what is legally required. So with this new Senate bill 998 that was adopted in 2018, it's going to take effect as of February 1st, 2020, so next month. We brought our current rules and regulations to legal for review, so that way we could stay in compliance. And they said, okay, this is what you have to change. We're not changing all of our rules and regulations, but we're just changing these sections, these articles 10 and 11. So Exhibit A is basically our current rules and regulations with those legal changes, those few legal changes.
Okay.
But we didn't go out and say, oh, we want to change this, we want to change that. None of that occurred. It was just here, legal department, what do we have to do to stay compliant? And they said, okay, this is the language you need. This is what we give back to you.
So if we don't approve this, we're not compliant with 998.
Correct.
I need a motion.
And the district's, just for reference, the district's current rules and regulations can be found on the district's website too. They've been up there for quite a while. If this is approved, then I'll just end up posting this as an amendment to it. So it'll
and
also
it
be.
It says that in there, right? Yeah. Okay.
It's, yeah, we're still. It'll be Ordinance
23. Oh, sorry, Ordinance 22?
23. We're changing it to 23.
Okay, I move we approve Ordinance 23.
I
second it. So, motion to adopt Ordinance 23, the amendment of the district's rules and regulations, also known as Ordinance 22. Regarding Articles 10 and 11 relating to Senate Bill 998, made by Director Sanderson, second by Director Wargo. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Next item is discussion action CUSI, Interactive Voice Recognition Interface Contract to electronically contact customers regarding pending service termination and due to non-payment. I have a question. Can that also be set up to robocall people to say that your water bill is due in so many days?
Well, so what this is, and I'm not, to be quite frank and candid with the board, I'm not thrilled at all of this, because this is an expensive agenda. but this is in regards to that SB 998 we just discussed. Legal said you don't have one. We highly recommend it. You do need the robocalls to try to contact somebody at the property.
Do you need the robocalls or person can't call?
You need the robocalling or some kind of... Well, a person could call in, but from the limited staff, it's...
Well, I get that. How many customers, like right now, how many customers are in the status that they would receive this call?
So probably, and it fluctuates,
mm-hmm.
but I'd say about anywhere between 50 to 90 customers a month would get the first, notice, the yellow tag notice, and this would basically be saying, hey, you might get a tag stating if you don't pay your past dues by such and such date, you'll get shut off. After that first round, then there's the second round, which is the red tag stage, which that has gone down quite a bit. We'll usually get anywhere, it could be anywhere from 5 to 25 red tags. It's gone down. Sometimes it's higher, but it's gone down quite a bit. You're getting shut off. You're getting shut off today.
Is the red tag within 7 days or is the yellow tag within 7 days? Because this is specifically saying before we shut, 7 days before that we terminate.
So it's with this 998. It's all changing. So where it used to be, you have to contact them like a week before, then 2 weeks before, and you can't. Basically, the way we currently work and operate, where we contact the customers, we yellow tag them and then red tag them a few days later, it's not going to work that way anymore.
Do we have to go out and put
it's
going to
be extended.
Or do we just call them?
Well, the calling would be to prevent the yellow and red tag. It would be an advanced warning saying, hey, watch out, this is coming. And it would hopefully save the customer some yellow tag and red tag fees. But it's one of those things where it's hard to say. Basically, this was something highly advised by legal, so it was our obligation to bring it to the board's attention for the board to make a decision on it.
Forgive me, the cost is?
Say again?
The cost is?
It's $1,000 one-time fee, $375, and then $75 a month and 7 cents per minute. Billed every 6 seconds.
Less than 10% of our customers receive this benefit, but like you said, legal advises it probably because of the problems associated with litigation.
And quite frankly, with the SB 998, I don't know. I can't say I don't know. I'm not going to say one way or the other, but it might change how many people. We might have an increase in yellow tags. We might not. But it's, I don't know if you read it, but it's changing a lot of how we bill, how we terminate services.
Yeah.
It's changed quite a bit. So it's kind of, these are kind of dark waters that we've never been in before. I'm not going to say one way or the other. It was just our obligation to bring it to the board so you're aware of the situation.
I'm opposed to it, and I think that in the interim, I think that, 25 calls.
50.
Okay, 50 calls, 2 minutes a call. Okay, so that's 2 hours of time, one time a month.
But we just did a fee study, right? So that should say how much money that we make per hour per customer.
No, we make?
That it costs for the staff to get work. Right? It's literally in the same bucket.
Okay.
You know what the number was?
I don't know off
the
top of my head. Well, they did an average. I just know that, I'm not one way or the other for it or against it. I do know though that it's just me and one other person in the office. So if somebody's on vacation and I have to cover, I know I struggle already covering the front office and doing my position. So if I have, like, for example, if I have to make the calls, I will do it. I will do my very best, but it's going to hit me hard. I can only do so much. I know with the other person in the office, she can do it too, but we are limited. We're not
But is the time to do that going to equal $77? That would be the recurring monthly fee to do that.
It's gonna be, actually, because of the study, administrative processing fees, which that would basically be to spend 2 hours making calls, would be $82.
It's gonna be more than 2 hours if she's a real life person calling, then they're gonna wanna talk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they're gonna see the cabs on water district in it. That's the problem that I see with that.
Yeah.
So how much was, what was the fee? What did you say?
$1,000 to start.
No, not the fee for this, but how much was the
Well, I'm looking at Appendix C.
Administrative processing is $112.
No, I'm looking at Appendix C, which is different than the one you're looking at. The one that says comparative fee studies. I don't know, you were looking at a different number.
Question, Ellie.
Administrative processing.
Legal recommended that we do this.
Mm-hmm.
What was the basis that they recommended we do this?
There was a cover your back, and then also it's kind of touched on in the Senate Bill 998.
The Senate bill could tack on more times that they have to be contacted or something.
Yeah.
Like
and they want to. Good faith effort to be contacted by phone and all
to go
of that.
Forth
and,
with that, we have to constantly make sure we have everybody's current phone number. Otherwise,
exactly.
it's a mute.
But we have to show our due diligence. We've been updating people's contact information.
Some people change their phone numbers.
Yeah,
so,
they do.
But this is also a record. It's an off-site record that the call was attempted or placed. So if there is an argument,
mm-hmm.
so it's. CYA.
It's a cover your back, yeah.
So is it going to tie into our system? Is it just going to tell them, the amount that's due? Or is it going to be a blanket statement?
You know what, that's a good question. I don't have the details. I don't have that much detail on it, but I can ask about it.
If you're going to call back, could you also call back and ask about it? Because the problem that we're having, I work in IVR, so the problem that we're having is that a system, we're making automatic dialer calls. There's so many different apps out there that are blocking calls as spam.
Mm.
And so if they're blocking the calls as spam, and if somebody's, delinquent at this over and over again, they're just going to block that number coming through. So does it come through from the same number? Would be a question. Like, if it comes through, and I can get with you after this, but I have a list of questions. Like, does it come with a local DID? And that's the local phone number that's going to be on what?
Can we table this?
We can, yeah.
So that you get more information.
Or I can give you a list of questions.
No, yeah. It's just I like more information on it too, because I'm sorry, we're going to be paying for a not human person to be making these calls, paying 7 cents per minute, and billing starts after the first 6 seconds?
Well, it's an increment.
No, it starts after a minute.
Well,
yeah.
It's
kind of like clocking into work. If you clock in 7 minutes late, you don't get paid for it, or you get overpaid, kind of like that.
But it's still a lot of money.
Well, it's $77 versus 2 hours at LA's time, or more. So.
And I have no problem doing the extra work and helping out, but from a realistic standpoint, I tend to take on more than I can handle a lot of times. So I know sometimes I might be able to do it, and
so
other times I will struggle.
No,
so what was that?
You cannot, the office can't handle this, what you're saying.
I don't think we can handle it consistently. I'm not going to say every time.
Okay, no, but I want you to be fair. You don't think that we have the staff to handle it.
No, I don't.
Okay. Very good.
So,
yes?
I need some other consideration having a human behind the messaging. We're going to have legal actually write a script, because you want each notification to be the same. And then as Director Wargo had brought up, then you're going to get the arguments, mm-hmm. between the or questions or discussion. And I can help out. But people in this community recognize my voice. I mean, just going to the post office, I always plan that there's nobody in there when I go get my personal mail, because I get stopped in there, and they say, well, aren't you the general manager when I recommend that you go to the board for either forgiving or reduction in their water rates.
Okay, pipe up.
Hold on.
I just do have a brief question. Is the setup part consuming, would that consume your time, or once it's set up?
Once it's set up, it should, I mean, there will be a learning curve, but it should be more streamlined after that.
It's you having to make the calls is, okay, requires.
But, okay. So it is, so it's cheap for an IVR that's doing what it's doing. Actually, it's not that expensive of a service, granted, but the thing is, Ellie's time, I'm calling you, Robert. Robert, you got, you know, your water's going to get shut off. They're going to have questions for it. That's going to be longer than 5 minutes a call. Because people are going, Ellie's nice, she's not going to hang up on me.
No, I'm not going to hang up.
But, so if it's at $13.75 and you divide that by just 112, that's 12 hours of her time. For the staff time. So within a year, it makes up for it if there's only 20 of these a month. So within a year, it then is cheaper than doing it. It recovers the cost of it. So, but I do have questions for the company when you're talking.
Because of the technological thing.
Well, because it's $77 versus 2 to 3 hours of our staff time every month. So if it's $70 plus, that includes, if it's 50 calls, that's $77 for 2 minute calls. And then that $77 pays for a giant task that would be a monthly repeating task.
Well,
for nothing. She would not be gaining any, we would not be gaining anything from her sitting on the phone doing this.
When Ellen puts out the yellow tags, and people would call in, and correct me if I'm wrong, but sometimes I'll listen to, I'll overhear the conversation, and some will last 5 to almost 20 minutes, mm-hmm. depending on the individual.
And that's them calling in, not her being proactive and
calling
in.
Yeah, but if they get a human, you know, even read the script, then they're going to be the same thing. Now you're going to do it twice. Mm-hmm. So it could double the staff time.
So I'm forward. I do have some technology questions, but I'm open to tabling.
No,
okay. We can get after.
One of the questions that should be asked is, a lot of companies, they will ask, am I speaking to so-and-so? And if they say no, then there's no proof that we actually got a hold of them
and
either.
If you have their cell phone number or personal home number.
I'm the only person that I know that's had the same number for 20 years.
33.
I just canceled mine.
Exactly.
And I just canceled it.
Exactly.
I'm bankrupt Frontier if I get away with it.
Are they already going bankrupt? You didn't see the news?
Well, you can take it. Yeah. You can take your number with you.
And it probably has to do with you.
I already said, I'm going to bankrupt you guys. What's better than where to go business?
Where?
Frontier.
No,
where
can we take it? Found one place, but I'm still in the
process. We're going to table this.
Yeah.
We're going to table this pending requests RFI.
Okay.
And one of the things would be is about possibly a confirmation letter telling people that this is going to happen as part of our streamlining process, per se. And if we do this, then there's less chance of them blocking the call as a robocall.
No, they're still going to do it no matter what. They're going to hear a robotic voice and they're going to push it. But if we tell them, hey, your rates are so high, but guess what? We're making an annoying thing to call you every month when they're not. I don't think the town's going to appreciate that. And if they always pay their bill, they're never going to hear. It doesn't say they have to answer the phone. It says we have to make the call.
And that gives record that we made. We
it does give record that we did try.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But anyway, so you have some stuff to ask for.
Yeah.
That you'll get over a list of stuff.
Okay.
Next item.
NBS.
Carrie, we're on your item.
NBS monthly water meter rate study.
Next item up is NBS water meter rate study quote to reevaluation currently meter rate charge of So what this is based on, we were thinking about accelerating the study?
Okay. Yes. So, I know I wrote it, I don't know, I know some of you were here in the audience and I wrote it last time. Basically, our fees, this is a fees or the rate study, right? So basically our rate study, we did a rate study and we approved it for 5 years. And this was the big 218.
Do you want to see it? Because I have it.
Okay. Yeah. A prop 218.
Oh, yeah, it's in the district thing. Okay.
Oh, she took pictures of it.
Oh, of course I did. I'm always prepared. Okay, so 2017, this is where you started. And this was your base rate, and this is what you jumped to.
And so what we did was we went up 5%
from the dinner.
For,
I did.
You started off 15% increase.
15, 15, 5, 5, and 5.
Right.
Okay. So what we were going to do was, this study is over in 2021. What the proposed thought was to...
Do you need this?
No.
Okay.
Is to bring the rate study in a year, restructure the base rates, look at the different options for the fees, because the fees that we agreed to, so there was two different ways we could go about it. I lost in the vote with the board, but there was a way that we could have a higher base rate and less for accumulated water, or we could have a lower base rate and a percentage for more, the more water you use, the more you would be charged. I was on the vote of less base rate, and the more water you want to have a lawn here in the desert, you're going to have to pay for it. Plant native plants. So what I'm proposing is that we do another rate study. It will cost more, but at that point, right now we can't restructure the base rates and the percentages of the water. Am I doing this right? Yeah. The water usage. That's stuck in the system, how we're doing it that way. I'd like to relook at it so we could look at a different schedule of the division of the base rate versus the allocation of water.
So what you're saying is you'd like to see us accelerate the studies from 2021 to 2020?
Yes.
With the idea of reassessing, because right now we're at a 70-30 ratio. I think it was 70-30?
Correct.
Yes, 70-30.
Base rate is 70% of our costs. Fixed cost with water making up the other 30% based on consumption. The idea being is to readdress that. I have no objections to that, but the public needs to realize that that's going to be a $20,000 bill.
Okay, so I went back and I did the calculation, and even if it is a $20,000 bill, that's $20 per resident to find out if we don't need to be paying as much as we're paying.
Well, what about just changing the percentage instead of 70?
We can't do that without doing the rate study and then putting it to have to be posted and
reposted. I went back and I
reposted.
Did the math because I was like, okay, that's a heavy ticket, right?
Uh-huh.
But if you look at service connections and what folks are already paying, mm-hmm. and we take a look at the service connections, it's literally costing $20 per resident to run that rate study.
Okay.
And that rate study does do the projection, so we did have a big one.
Yep.
So it went up 15%, 15%, mm-hmm. and then 5% every year. So what we thought about doing was taking the 5% that it was going to go up for next year and lowering that. So instead of just doing that, because people are still going to see an increase, they're not going to realize, this is a 2% increase instead of a 5% increase. They're not going to see, they're just going to continue to see their water bill go up. What the proposed is to redo the study a year early, and see if we can't change the variable rate. So
your base rate right now for the 1920 fiscal year is 89,000. This is in the budget. 89,000 or 889,300. Sales and usage as of November was 168,000, but you're budgeted for 320,000. So you're already right there over $1 million just in water usage, and that's not including the Desert Hills Premium contract, which is 211,000. So from what I can see right here, we're generating our revenue, the income coming in is 1.6 million.
Okay. Do you understand why it was raised like it was?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No, I've already had those conversations. But like I said, there's areas where fat can be trimmed. And if this is the expectation, then we need to look at everything. We need to look at all of it. Because, I mean, I can get very specific in my details, but I'm not going to even go there this evening because I don't like doing that to people. And I think that we need to come with a little more cohesive idea that we need to take a look at electricity bills. We need to take a look at putting solar in. There's a lot of options. Health and welfare. Health and welfare is $55,000 a year. There's programs that you can instill that can help bring down those costs. I mean, I went through it and it took me a couple hours, but I went through everything with a fine-tooth comb, and there's definitely areas that can be worked on.
Your comments?
Well, I think all of looking at the costs is debate, you know, obviously worth their time to do. And part of what would happen during this rate study is we would also be preparing the budget for next year. And when we prepare the budget, we do look at costs and so on. And so trimming the fat and the costs would be addressed through the budget process. The rate study, they're simply going to take what we decide is our budget and do projections and then adjust the fixed versus the variable component. So it's kind of two parts here that we're talking about. One is setting the budget for next year, and that's looking at the cost. This study's not really going to address that. It's going to say, you give us the costs, because that's not their job to come in and say, you should trim your costs here or there. That's not what they do. But they will come in and say, you want to look at a 30% fixed, 70% variable? Let me show you how it'll shake out for everybody. And this will be the average bill. And then here's your 10-year plan based on the budget you're giving me. And so that's why we were going to do it. Now, if we get it approved now, we can start this process in a month and present them with a very preliminary fiscal year 2021 budget. It might even be if we just presented that budget as normal, and then we look at it and they say, we look at it and we say, we need to start trimming costs, which happens quite frequently during the rate study process. When we get to the point where we see what the end results are and we say, we don't like that. And the area that most common gets trimmed is repairs and maintenance and CIP. Because things like the healthcare, sometimes you're locked into a contract. There's certain costs that sometimes you just cannot get around. But every agency I've ever worked with during the rate study process takes their budget that they start with, that they say this is our minimum, and they start picking stuff off of it, trying to get to a better result. So I think that would be a natural result of the process, but I just want to be clear that it's not their job to pick apart these. It's our job. Yeah.
What is the state requirement for capital reserves?
The state requirement is 6 months of operations.
Okay.
So whatever your operating budget is, you're supposed to have 6 months of that in reserves.
Okay.
And is that why we were trying to get the million in reserves?
I think that was a target number, but yes.
Right now we're at 900,000.
And what do our creditors require?
So you're there.
Your creditors don't have a requirement.
But there was a question of them worried about insolvency or
They'll look at, are you collecting? Are your revenues higher than your expenses by 10%? Mm-hmm. Generally, is what they look at. So they want to see that you're setting your rates high enough to collect all of your operating expenses and to pay for debt service.
Okay. And then if we take and pay $250,000 for total rehab of site one,
mm-hmm.
$250,000 to $300,000 will drop our capital reserves down to
about $600,000-$700,000, I think. I think you're at $890,000-something.
Which would put us at 50% of our annual operating, less than 50% of our annual operating expenses.
Or only in 6 months.
Well, 6 months. All right, then less than 25% of our.
He's right. Who is that, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay. So. Somebody need a motion one way or another?
I don't know what we're talking about.
I make a motion to do a rate study.
Somebody make a motion.
I second that motion, we do, we need that rate study.
The rate is to accelerate the timeline for the rate study and along with a, your budget.
Budget overall.
Yes, we'll start that right away because they'll need that in order to do it. I mean, quite honestly, when I hear that if you're gonna draw it down to 700,000, that's alarming, that's kind of where this district was when I first started with the district, was at about five. But when you have these expenses, you do have to pay for them. I mean, it's a public health and safety issue, so you struggle with it. Do you issue more debt? What do you do to make sure you have enough cash in the bank? It is a struggle. I really think this rate study is relevant because while we may need to increase rates to get the reserves back up because of some deferred maintenance and repairs, at the same time, the way it may shake out when you change the rate structure is the lowering of bills for some people and increasing bills of others. But regardless of that, the rate study will help us determine what do we need to collect in revenues to be fiscally solvent. Then the second part of it is, what portion of that are we going to get off the fixed charge versus the variable?
Mm-hmm. And plus we just redid the rates too. We just redid the fees. So if we incorporate the fees, that goes into the rate study as well.
Yes, right? It does. Yeah. So
with better return.
Yes, it will.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Louie?
I have a comment about health and welfare and salaries. If we try to trim off the fat, which I have nothing against, like the health insurance, but just retaining an employee. Let me tell you something, we got, recruit twice. It's about $5,000 to process, run the test, contract non-employees of the district to do the interview, and then staff time. And by the time we send them to Sacramento to get them certified, that's another $5,000. So each employee costs about the district $10,000. Also, if you're going to trim off the fat on the health and welfare and their salary, we have to negotiate with the union. And that's when Joe Ortiz, our labor attorney, comes in at $280 an hour. And staff time, LH time. So just keep that in mind when you start trimming some of the fat off. Because if it's going to be for health and salary, I just like to remind the board that this is, we have a hard enough time for retaining employees as it is. I think the average employee here, other than what we have with the two employees, is about a year and a half?
Yes, but the problem is I'm looking at her, and I'm looking at she uses 100 cubic feet of water a month, if that. She is so conservative with water. And she's on fixed income, as is most of the community. So I wasn't a fan of the variable rate that we went with when we went the rate study, and I'm still not. And we've got we're almost to that $1 million mark, and we got to that $1 million mark for emergencies, like well one going down, well one's gone down.
That's an emergency.
It needs to be done.
That's why it's there.
So, but we will get back to the reserves. We are making money in the LAIF account. I do hate that we're going to take money out of the LAIF account, because that's free money with the interest that we're making there. But come up in the next couple of years, we're going to have the DHPO stuff go away. That will be more income coming in. That was here before any of us were on the board.
And the loan dropped too in 2020.
Exactly. We'll have more income then.
Oh, it's all going to come down the pipeline.
15%, 5, 5, 5. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. And so we did it. We're in a better place now. We're more soluble now. And we always said when we did do it, for those of us on the board, that we would lower it back when we could. Mm-hmm. So.
Another rate. So the rate.
I'm not opposing. Yeah. Looking at the line items, let me just give you some facts on, the line items for regards to employees. Yeah.
And I do understand. And so you, some of your comments earlier, so you said about travel and training. The last time I went to Tahoe was 2 days after I first got on the board. We went to Tahoe. And so, 4 years ago?
3 years ago.
No, because that's when I came on.
You and Ellen went the next time. That time we sent the whole board.
The first time, and that's the only time.
Excuse me? You were on the board then.
Last time it was you two and the boomies.
Yeah. No, Ellen went too. It was everybody but Robert.
When did I first start here?
Two board members went the next year.
It's the only one I went to.
Anyway, so basically, we didn't vote on it yet.
So I have a motion to approve the NBS monthly water meter rate study to reevaluate the current monthly water meter charges and usage rates, made by Director Israel, second by Director Morris. Are we ready for a roll call vote?
I hope so.
Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Lee?
Aye.
And then did the board feel that our accountant needed to remain for the rest of the meeting?
Okay. So I need to step back because
we gotta bring up the.
Well, I can stay for this one.
That's fine. No, because it was related.
Yeah.
Okay, but you, so the fire suppression.
Can we work that?
Add it into there. I'm just making sure everybody's on board with that.
Yeah.
Reduction of the whatever. You know.
They absolutely will look at that. And what we can have them do is create a scenario as well to show you that if you went ahead and decided, one of the things that we talked about was deciding right now, we would charge them, if they say, you know, I don't use that amount of water, I want to be charged for a 5/8 instead of a 1 inch, and then having a look back period, they can factor that in. And the other thing they can do is create a scenario and say, if all of your 1 inch applied for this, and a year later all of your 1 inch or 50% were denied, this is what you would lose in revenue. I don't think it's going to be significant. I think that you're following 218 though if you do it during this process.
So if we do that, and your company does it, or the rate study company does it.
The rate study company does that.
Mm-hmm. Does that cover legal costs? Do we still then have to have Steve sign off and say, yes, this is legal, no, this isn't legal?
Typically, the whole rate study is going to go through BB&K through Lutfi. He is their rate study expert. He replaced Kelly Salt, and she's the one, he's the one that'll now say that he will review that whole report.
So doing it this way actually saves us legal fees.
It will, because he'll be looking at the whole report, and they really do pick, I give them credit, they pick the report apart to make sure it's right.
Were you guys able to find out if we are able to do this, if we are able to do the contract that we suggested, to where they sign that contract for paying the lower rate, and if they consistently go over that rate, then they have to pay back the usage?
I don't know about that. Did you contact Steve about that, Ellie?
We might be able to, but
you did
have to sign.
That's for the brand new users, not for the people that we can go off of their previous bills.
I don't remember 100%, but I want to say I contacted them, and I want to say they said we could.
Okay.
But because the board was bringing this whole up, we didn't want to spend the money on the legal fees if the board decided to go a different direction. I want to say that's what the discussion was.
Okay.
But I think they said that could be done. We just have to get something drafted, probably approve an ordinance or something, and have them sign.
Okay, so then do we need to make a motion for this, or to be added to the rate study?
It could be a consensus of the board to add to the rate study, if that's what the board wishes.
Everybody on board with that?
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. Okay, so then we'll add that to the rate study then.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Okay, next action is a discussion action resolution 01, 2020. You're the first one on the ballot, on the first resolution.
Huh?
Yep. Add remove check signers from district bank account I need a motion to add Mrs. Morris.
Need a CPA be excused?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Have a good night. Hopefully you get some rest tonight.
Resolution number 01-2020. Removal and revision of authorized signers. I make the motion that we remove Alan Davis and replace him with Diana Morris.
Or did you wanna, did the board wanna separate it or did they wanna keep it together?
Can't we just go off that?
Cause we're adding, oh yeah, I'm sorry. Excuse me, I misspoke. Okay.
It's okay, you're tired.
I'm sorry, who seconded the motion?
I did.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, motion to approve resolution 01-2020, addition removal of check signers from district bank accounts, specifically to remove former director Alan Davis and to add current director Diana Morris to the district's general payroll and trust accounts. Made by Director Israel, second by Director Sanderson. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Next item would be the district credit card increase from 100 to 500 for small office business expenses, i.e. this is like going to Office Depot or...
Or Staples.
No, Staples.
Or...
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're not even in town anymore, so.
I move that we increase the limit to $500.
Do I have a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, before the vote, I have a question.
Only 2020 stuff is expensive.
How come we don't just have an account with them for that?
We do. With Staples, we do. So we wouldn't use this actually for Staples, but we would use this for...
Ace Hardware.
No, we have an account with them. We would use this for basically miscellaneous purchases for parcel request, like parcel information,
stuff with the county.
Stuff with the county. Most, if we can get an account with somebody, we try to get an account.
Okay.
But this is for miscellaneous things that kind of fall between the, we can't get an account with them or we don't shop there very often.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So motion to approve increasing the district credit card limit from $100 to $500. Made by Director Sanderson, second by Director Morris. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Ling?
Aye. Next item is online training workshop for... AB 54, AB 240, I'm presuming this is conduct, ethics, harassment.
Correct. Now, it's not the AB 1234, which I would need to check with legal and see if that's a whole other class that we have to take. I was trying to save the district a little bit of money. This is a free online workshop. So I figured if we could have the board come on one of these two dates, we could get the projector. You'll get your certificates for attending.
Can I make a very valid suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
Not sure how well February or May works out for everybody, but February 10th is the date.
Or February, or I'm sorry, it's February 6th or May 7th?
This is February 6th and 10th.
10
May
7th.
Oh, 10 a.m. Okay, I read that wrong.
It cut it off.
I was going to say February 10th is a very important day.
Yeah.
It's support date for John.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I go and pick up shirts tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm picking up new shirts tomorrow.
And then May 11th as well is a tied-up day, too.
So it cut out. It cut out, but it's at 10 a.m. on February 6th or 10 a.m. on May 7th.
Better circle that so I don't forget.
The
12th
is fast. Is there on the 5th? It's going to be a busy week.
It's a 2-hour course.
I'm good either day.
Thursday.
Let me see.
10 a.m. on February 6th or 10 a.m. on May 7th?
6th is a Thursday. The 10th is
May
7th. Oh, May 7th. Well, that's my sister's birthday.
Are we
going to
be
hosting
other districts like we've done in the past?
We could do it here. It's an online course, so if you wanted to do it from home, you could. It's just a free on. It's a free course.
Well, if we do it online at home, the district doesn't have to pay any money to any of us either.
That is true.
Do they issue a certificate after the course?
They do.
You might. Each director may have to log in individually too.
If they do it from home, then they would have to. They would have to, but if they do it here, we can all do it together. They don't have to.
And how would they issue a certificate?
Online. You can print it online.
Does everybody sign in as a group?
Yes.
How long is the training?
It's a 2-hour course. Oh, okay.
Probably about 3 times.
What day are you looking at?
It's a Thursday. February 6th is a Thursday.
Well, my... When you say they can, so in other words, there's going to be, it's a live stream class. It's not a
correct.
Recorded where you can log in at any time and they log your hours.
No, it's a live course.
Okay.
It's basically a teleconference,
okay.
Basically, but with visual. So.
Well, I can't do the 6th, but I can actually schedule for the 7th.
Okay.
In May.
And if you couldn't, and the board doesn't necessarily have to take action on this. If you wanted to get with me after, if some of you wanted to take the February course and others wanted to take the May, that's fine.
Okay.
It's just, I was trying to get, I know for a fact the district has to get its board certified on the AB 54 class. So I figured if there's the option out there, if it saves us a little money, it doesn't hurt to ask.
We'll find out about the other one, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay for the 6th.
I'm okay for the 6th.
Okay.
Get done and over with.
I was trying to send you a smile, Sue.
And at this point in time, I'm looking at the 7th of May.
Okay.
Because I don't have anything scheduled, so I can actually request that I have that day off.
Okay.
You know, it's easier for me to get a day off during the week than it is to get the weekend off.
It's because you have a wife.
No, it has to do with the number of people at work in the office.
Oh.
Weekends we have a lighter crew, so we have the qualified and non-qualified.
Maybe it's the last page.
So
I know, right?
Unless there's two qualified on the weekend to try to get
public comment.
Hard to switch.
Yeah.
Next item, public comment.
I didn't say it. Oh, I'm not the fast one here.
Okay. All right. Public comment. Thank you.
It's a Tuesday.
Okay, future agenda items.
You're going to have to be a little quicker than that.
But I had already moved on.
I got eyes in the back of my head, double sets of ears.
Especially if there was public comment.
She already made it. This.
Oh, I actually. Any public?
So, public comment?
I have none, other than I would love to thank you for turning off the stupid fans so we can hear you.
What?
Yeah.
They close at night.
Boy, I hated that.
Oh, we won't make it.
Mm-mm. I agree.
Guess
no,
we
no, no, you
turn
the
room
fans
around
on,
so she's on this
that.
Side. Of the
right.
You know, well, get on the board and you can be on this side and then
yes.
You can hear everything.
Yeah, I saw that the microphones were all gone. I like that.
Okay, so next any items for the next agenda? Board? No? Manager's comments?
Yeah.
Board member comments? I guess not.
Thank you to our public.
Their contract.
Okay, future board meetings. On February 4th, we're going to have a special meeting concerning the well pump rehabilitation at site one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'll have more information about the other issues.
Can't you get the motor from the people that make the motors?
That's who it's coming from. Okay, so I will talk with after because you've deviated from system.
Sorry.
Okay, next general meeting is on the 18th along with the finance and audit workshop is on the 18th. Personnel committee is none. San Gregorio Water Alliance annual meeting is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have a month late report. Okay.
Well,
if we have our meetings before.
Motion to adjourn, the time is 8:26.
Second motion.
I move it.
The motor, the actual cost of the motor.